Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Rhiannon.
Good morning, Sunshine.
You cats are doing gruff like.
It's half past wake the fuck up. All right. Good morning. This is episode 3 of Super Laties.
Good morning. We don't usually do this so early in the morning.
Yes. I've had to rush through a lot of things this morning, and I didn't make coffee, so I'll probably be exactly the same as I always am.
I think so. I can never tell when you're on coffee or off coffee or not had coffee, so.
Yeah, I had to get some stuff done.
Did you get stuff done? Did you get all the stuff done?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you get all the reading done?
I didn't. That was part of the stuff I was supposed to get done, but... But I did read Daredevil 7.
Right, you're actually ahead of me now, so.
But I was only going to talk about 7.
Yeah, we can only. I reread 7 this morning because I feel like I read that like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Well, whatever, whenever it came out. That many weeks ago. Yeah. So I reread it this morning.
Promptly. I read it.
It was a good one.
Yes. Yes.
It was a good one. When this series is good, it's really good.
Which is how I felt about Wade and Samney as well.
Yeah.
Because Wade Samney, it wasn't that it was... There wasn't... I mean, I don't know. It just...
Well,
it was,
it's just every series. It's just different.
But it had really good moments.
Yeah. And that's the way I feel about this one. It has really, really good... Like, every... What now? We're on issues. Every third, fourth issue.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to be a hater.
Yes. So talk about what you loved so much about this one, because, I mean, I kind of know, but.
Well, I love, you know what I love. Just go ahead and say it.
So.
I love the blind shit.
Yes, the moment that, I mean, there's the moment, so anybody that hasn't read this comic, one, you should go out and read it.
Right.
And we'll, I don't know if I'm really on the ball, I don't know how to tell you how to jump ahead, but anyways, I'm sure we'll talk about other things this episode as well, and you could jump ahead.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on, we're 7 issues in, there's plenty of time to just go out, buy 7 issues, and catch up.
If your comic book store has them all in stock.
True that.
That's.
But buy them digitally. I mean, yeah, you know, true. I know some people are like, you know, but I mean, sometimes you have to.
Yeah. Well, you're 7 episodes in. They're actually, some of the first ones are probably on Marvel Unlimited at this point.
I don't think so.
No? No. I know some of the other series, the new series, they've started to show up.
Yeah, I know. I know the new, like, there's 3 issues of the new Doctor Strange is on there. But that's all stuff that was put out, I think, in 15. So.
Okay. So, anyways.
Yeah.
In this comic, so this is not the most recent issue. This is the next to most recent issue, the one that's been out for about 3 weeks. There's a scene. So, this is the weird alternate land where nobody remembers that Matt Murdock is Daredevil. Which, seriously, guys, we are 7 issues in.
Yeah, you gotta give us something.
Give us something.
Luckily, we still have Foggy, and we have there's very little Foggy in this series so far. So I was happy. That was also another thing that made me happy.
Yes. And that's where, like, so there's a scene in it where basically Elektra hands Matt a touchscreen phone and says, look at this video. And...
Yeah. Because she doesn't know.
Yeah.
This Elektra doesn't know.
Yeah.
That Daredevil's Matt Murdock. So.
So. Yeah.
And conveniently the video has no sound. That's what I love too.
Yes. Yes. The video has no sound. And that's, so like that, that's when I knew Shelby was really happy with it, because there was a moment of that in the Wade Samney run as well, where somebody shows him a phone and he works his way out of it.
Awesome. But Fog, I love how Foggy the whole time this issue, Foggy's like, Because Matt's just going on and on, and I'm supposed to be in the video, and there's no way I could be in there, and there's this kid, and
Right.
Yeah.
See, that was the moment that I got excited more, was where Foggy was just like, yeah.
Well, you do know if you hadn't fucked things up, Matt, and caused everybody to forget their past, you could have just had this conversation with Electra. I wouldn't even have to be involved in this shit. So is this kid yours, Matt? Oh, no, it could be. Okay.
Foggy Nelson's tired of your shit. Episode 5002.
Because Matt's like, I'm kind of sorry that I have to come here, but you're the only one I could come to with this. And I know things aren't great between us right now, which is like always.
And Foggy's just like, Tired of your shit, Matt. Tired of your shit.
And Matt's meanwhile freaking out because Matt thinks this kid could be his kid.
Oh yeah, they totally set it up. I was going to be so pissed if they went there.
Right.
I was like, if they go to this place where Electra, one, the child is only 11, so we're going back to like a 30-year-old Matt.
Right, and he looks so much in his like 40s.
Yeah, the continuity here common. Because supposedly this is the same Matt Murdock that has gone through everything. You know, they're not saying this is a new Matt Murdock. They're saying this is the same Matt Murdock that has had a relationship with Natasha in San Francisco, that's gone through Karen's death, that's gone through Cell Block D, that's gone through Born Again, and he only has an 11-year-old child from a fling in college.
Yeah, I guess we should explain to people, you know, maybe somebody who just doesn't know what's going on, that's Electra. This video is supposed to have Electra's kid in it. Electra's kid's supposed to be missing, and all she has is this video, and it's supposed to be this video of Matt watching Iona, I guess that's how you say her name.
It was
Yeah. And she's like being hand trained and shit. And so that's what's supposed to be on this video that conveniently like has no sound that he has to go to Foggy and, you know, because Matt's like, there's no fucking way I'm on that video.
And it's an 11-year-old child, and Matt is all, you know, like in the back of his mind, he's all thinking it's his.
He's doing the math. This could be. He lets himself go there for, you know.
But one, the 11-year time frame pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, seriously, guys. Everything that's happened to Daredevil has not happened in just 11 years.
This should be a 20-year-old kid.
This Daredevil has got to be at least 50.
Thank you.
At least.
But everybody, I guess, forgot how old they are.
Yes, when Matt had everybody's memories wiped, he also just wiped 20 years off of the world. I am now a 30-year-old man.
So it's really cool when Foggy, the moment when Foggy goes, there ain't shit on this fucking phone, Matt. there's no video. That's the best.
That made me,
Wait, what? Hello, you really are blind.
I know.
I love it when we have moments like that. Yes, folks, he's really blind. Although I don't like how they draw the cane in this comic at all. It drives me insane. It looks more like a pimp stick.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of every time I see those, it's too short. It's like a little ugh.
Which, but, I mean, other than Samney, everybody has drawn the cane like a pimp stick. If not a candy cane.
Right. But I do love the, I don't hate the art either. There are things I like about it, and I like the colors. I know a lot of people have a problem with the color palette, but I like the black and gray and red constantly.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad you like it, Shelby.
I know. I'm in the minority. A lot of people hate it. I think it's pretty. All except for an angry-faced Matt sometimes scares me, or angry-faced Daredevil scares me. He's so scary-faced.
Yes.
So scary. When he growls, he's scary. And Electra was scary. She had a scary face, too. A little bit. But so that's what I loved. And I love that we got Matt and Foggy time.
So we're in this world. Yeah, the Electra. And I mean, the half an issue where I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, they're giving Matt a kid.
Yes.
I mean, one, I was like, but also I was like, okay.
So have you ever read End of Days? Where yes. He apparently, okay.
Yes.
You know, and he has kids like strung out everywhere.
Yeah. I really liked it. End of Days. So End of Days is a run that for our listeners, not Shelby, because obviously she knows. But it's this weird run. And to me, when I read it, I was just like, comic books, they write their own fan fiction. Because God knows, that's the type of thing that you would just see in fan fiction where somebody's like, let's write about all the children Matt Murdock has had with all of his lovers, but he doesn't know about, but he's dead, but Ben Urich is going, and he's interviewing all of his past people that was close to him, and they all have a little child that looks like Matt.
It is amazing.
I mean,
my friend read it this week, and so I got to talk about it a lot this week, End of Days, and relive it a little bit. And it's one of my most favorite things ever.
Yeah. It was just like the moment that I was like, End of Days just was one of the things that sort of hooked me on reading the comics.
Yeah. Charlie had mentioned on a podcast to read that run, and that's why I read that. And I remember the guy talking about, like, I don't understand why Charlie Cox would tell us to read a run where Daredevil's dead. But, it's great. It is. It's one of my favorites. I love End of Days. So, yes, everybody read that, too. You don't have to really have, you know, read any of the other stuff to jump right into End of Days. If you just know a little bit, that's all you need to know, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, it's totally fan fiction.
Yeah, it's a standalone, like, kind of alternate universe ending thing.
Right.
And it's perfect. The art's perfect. Everything's perfect. It's perfect.
So, we're in this world where they try to bring in Elektra having a kid in the comics.
Which, Elektra having a kid, oh my God.
I know. Yeah. And, I mean, they gave her the story of her giving it away and not wanting anything to do with it, but somehow she was still in touch with it. And all that, I don't know, but here again, in this story, they're giving us another, oh, there's just mind control making her think whatever.
Yeah.
So if this isn't leading up to a big Kilgrave or dangers of mind control.
Mind fuck. It's got to be leading up to a very, very big mind fuck. Because so far, all I've got from this series is just little bits of like emotional, like attachment. And I want somebody to really fuck with Matt hard. I always want somebody to fuck with Matt hard, but really, really. And I felt like it fucked with Elektra more than Matt.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess because Matt really didn't know. I mean, it could be his kid, but Elektra thought it was.
Yeah. But I'm just like, this is some serious mind control shit going on. Everybody in the world can forget that Matt's Daredevil. And just that piece of information. And now, like, Elektra can be totally convinced that she needs, you know, that her whole life. I mean, so much of Elektra's memory is so screwed up. And then they just end the storyline right there? I mean,
yeah,
like.
I guess with question mark. Like, the end? Question mark?
Yeah.
The end? Yeah, because it turns out she was just being mind fucked by somebody we don't know who.
Right.
I think Matt, we're sort of supposed to believe Matt has an idea of who he thinks is behind this.
Because he turns around and goes on this other crazy adventure the next.
A casino.
Yeah.
Which I love that cover, by the way. I have not read it, but I do love the cover.
Yeah.
So yeah, it turns out Elektra was just being mind fucked to fuck with Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know by who, and we don't know. I don't know. So this goes into something else that we were talking offline a few weeks ago, is I am all for the long arcs, but I need some resolutions.
Yeah.
I need.
Yeah. I don't know. So. Is is the first arc we were dealing with the ten fingers in the church. Is that over?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, Blindspot is still out there, but
that's another thing I do like about this. I do enjoy Blindspot. I didn't know how I would feel about Daredevil having a little sidekick, but I like it.
It worked well.
Yeah, this kid has no clue that Matt Murdock, again, just like everybody else, that Matt Murdock's Daredevil. So I'm interested to see, you know, in this one, Daredevil kind of says, go see Matt Murdock and Matt can hook you up with a job in the DA's office, where Matt's like basically working out of a closet at this, you know.
Yeah, I didn't buy that he actually had the kind of pull that he was pretending that he had.
So I think that's going to be fun. So I'm excited about that, to see how Blindspot and Matt interact. That's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah.
If they give us that, if we actually get that. See, this series, I think, needs more Matt Murdock.
It needs more Matt Murdock, and it needs some resolutions. That's where I feel like I'm being strung along, and I feel like the fights are ending.
Yes.
I feel like there's immediate little, like, oh, we have this 10 fingers enemy, or, oh, we have Elektra beating us up. And the fight gets resolved, but the story just keeps hanging.
Right. Well, yeah. It's like we said the other week, too. It's like when I feel like there's like 8 pages of a fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe if you're lucky, you get, you know, a few panels of dialogue.
Yeah.
I do like this one because we do seem to be in Matt's head a little more in this one.
True.
There's a lot of, you know, oh, shit, I'm fucked in his head. But, yeah, I need more from this series.
Yeah.
So
I'm ready for some questions to be answered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the whole Captain America uproar. And
yeah,
all of
again,
that.
I talked about that last week. That didn't bother me. I don't think I'm attached enough
to
that character.
But all of that. I mean, like, that's where I hate when you leave a single episode, issue, book, you know, if it's a series of books, when you end it feeling unresolved. Yeah, I realize there are the longer arcs, and with all of television going to these longer arcs and everything, that's great.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to watch one little segment. You have one piece that's being wrapped up. I want to finish that feeling fulfilled in some way. I always want more. I mean, if you have a great story, yes, you'll always want more. And yes, there will always be cliffhangers. But if you read a story and it feels like nothing but the prequel to something.
Right, that it just keeps and more stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then more stuff happened. I was reading this morning because I finished Bloodline this morning. This just made me think of Netflix and the binge model of TV watching. And Bloodline is it's probably the slowest fucking burn TV show ever made, ever. And they were talking, I was reading some reviews because I wanted to see if I came up with the same like feelings that everybody else had. And Netflix, not only Netflix, it's the binge model has gotten real bad about not giving people finales anymore. They string you along because you can watch it all at one time. It's not like you have to wait week to week, but then they don't give you an ending. They're not concerned with ending this part of the series. They're already thinking about how you're going to binge watch the next part.
Yeah. And that's how, you know, that's something that I feel like Daredevil season one stayed away from. Like, Daredevil season one wrapped everything up. It had a happy ending. It gave you a little bit of long, you know, it gave you something to long for, but it wrapped everything up nicely. Where season two was just kind of like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it definitely, it's still a good finale. It's still very finale-like. But when you don't know, here we are sitting here dangling, and I know you're going to say there's going to be a season three. And yes, there probably will be. But now that didn't feel like a finale that could stand on its own. It felt like here we are building up. Here's the build up to the next part.
Yeah. Which, I mean, and that also could be that they at that point knew where the Defenders is going to start.
Yeah.
And they could more clearly just be like, okay, this is exactly where you're ending, and we know we'll meet you again in the Defenders, and this is where you need to be, but fuck you. That is how I feel about all things that just serve as a prequel because to other things.
Right. They like, and a bunch of shit happened, and here is, and we're going to leave you with this. You thinking about how this could happen next without telling you that it's going to happen at all.
Yeah.
Because TV shows, let's be honest, most TV, network TV shows, when they, it's very rare that a finale airs and you don't know if there's the next season's going to happen.
Right.
You know, sometimes it does and you never get the next season and that's fucked up, but whatever. That shit happens. But most of the time, like, you know, a Flash finale. If that Flash finale had ended the other day and we had no clue if there was going to be a Flash season 3, like if that show was on Netflix and they hadn't announced it, I mean, I'd be ready to flip the fucking planet over.
Yeah. Here again.
But here we are with the binge model, though. That's, they know you're going to do this. They know that. But I think they need to do a little bit better job of making these seasons stand on their own. Unless you're going to go ahead and give us a 3-season renewal like you did. What was it? Who
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Well, and there's been a lot of renewals that have just been, I'm surprised Orange is the New Black got the 3-season renewal without them saying season 3 would be that there were the final 3 seasons or something.
Right.
Like the Americans
that can go, I guess that show can go on for like fucking forever.
It's an 18-month sentence.
But it's let's be honest, it stopped being about Piper in the first season. It's supposed to be Piper's show, but
true.
Piper's story.
I just can't see how far they can take like her 18-month sentence.
Depends on if a season takes place over a 2-week period or a 2-day period or
true
period. Yeah, so
I'm just curious if they try to keep her in prison for like all 5 years the show is on the air, or yeah, 6 years or 7 years.
Let's rewrite the true story of Piper, and she really like she commits murder while she's like in there.
Right. Well, and that's where it seems like there is. Sorry, we're onto Orange is the New Black now.
Which I have not. I still have not finished season 3.
And so it's just like. But for the sake of drama, you know, this girl, if you don't watch Orange is the New Black, I'm not going to spoil it, but
no, and
it's about like just like, you know, your Connecticut goody two shoes girl that fell into something and ended up going to a federal prison.
Which still seems like the most fun prison. Like if you ever get sent to prison.
Right? Well, I don't know.
I mean, it's still prison. It's still prison. But it's a good time. Who wouldn't want to hang out with Tasty?
Right. But yeah. And it's a good show and all that. But, like, you know, for the sake of drama, you know, Piper, the main character, is, like, starting to do some shady things.
Yeah.
And that's where in my head I'm like, are they trying to find ways to keep her in prison? Is she going to end up just a career criminal?
I did watch the trailer for this season. It does seem like it's going to be a little darker, maybe a little less haha and a little darker, so maybe
the show she commits always like
super mail fraud or something and
mail fraud.
It's like, a federal prison, she can't get too violent.
She's just like, I love my friends here. I love it. I
want to stay here with Alex forever.
So anyways, yeah,
but yeah, so come on Netflix, go ahead and just tell us season 3 is coming. Of Daredevil. That's all I want. Just tell me. I'm going to ask every time we have a podcast. Please, Netflix, just tell us.
And we're, about a month away from San Diego Comic-Con? That's a good time for announcements.
It's a great time for an announcement. Like I said, I'm cool waiting. I don't care if you tell me it won't come on until October 2018. That's fine. Just tell me.
That's a long
way. I'll count down the fucking months. I don't mind it. I got shit to keep me busy. Shit. So, fuck yeah.
Right.
Come on, Netflix. Come on, fucking Netflix. Give me the shit. Let Charlie Cox know what he's going to be doing. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
So did you read anything else, or is that you just read Daredevil?
I read Punisher number one.
Okay, yeah, this is yeah, because I wanted to talk about the Punisher series.
I didn't read Punisher 2, but I read number 1.
I did read Punisher 2 this week. Listen, you could tell me whoever is getting a new Marvel Netflix series, and I would be like, yes, I need this, I want it. Because I wanted the Punisher series. When it came out, I'm like, this is the best fucking news ever. And if anybody deserves it, it's John Bernthal. And this shit's going to be awesome. And then I sit there and think about it. I'm going, how do they make a Punisher series interesting, though?
You, me, and Kevin Smith, yo. I have been, or maybe it's Mark Bernardin. I don't remember which one was arguing against the Punisher series. I love him. I think he's a great character. But... What do you do with it?
And I can't. I'm like you. I can't remember. I think it was more like Mark talking about it.
It seems like a Mark argument.
He really has no arc. That's what I don't know how you. Which John Bernthal, the way he plays the guy, he does make Frank Castle interesting. He does. But at this point, there is no Frank Castle anymore. He's full on Punisher. We're getting full on Punisher. There's no going back. Maybe they go back and show the military stuff, what happened in Kandahar and that kind of thing. Maybe we get that.
I mean, there's the micro thing. Do you know about micro?
Yes. I've only read a little bit of Punisher. I'm trying to read more Punisher. And there's some runs that make Frank Castle, make Punisher a little bit more interesting than others. A lot of times Frank Castle is just the guy just running around killing people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
That would be funny, though, if they're like, we're making a Punisher series, and it turns out there's only 2 episodes, and it's just, like, John Bernthal blowing people's heads off. And then they're like, what the fuck did you expect?
And if he doesn't have somebody, like Red coming in trying to like thwart his plans, how is it? I mean, it's just going to be, I can't wait to see what they do with it. I want them to prove me wrong. I want them to prove to me that this can be a 13 episode series.
Do you think
that he can have an arc? I want to see this.
Do you
want to
see
him try?
Karen will show up?
Do I think who will show up?
Karen.
Yeah, I hope so. I think she's, yeah. I don't know though. Or does he just not drink? I don't know. What does Frank do when he's done? I would love to think that they continue on and have a friendship and secret like coffee diner dates and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. See, I think like he would have no interest in being around Karen, but that her with her little like puppy dog reporter mentality like chases him down and just keeps popping up, and he's just like, damn it, Blondie, go away. And she's like, I'm not gonna. And
yeah, kind of like Red. Like, Red, get the fuck out of my face. So if Red doesn't show up to at least, you know.
I just had this mental picture of like, you know, Frank being there, like setting up something to like blow up or whatever. And then Matt being there because he chased him, and then Karen being there because she tracked him down, and Karen and Matt just being like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, what the hell, man? You're putting her in danger, Frank. Can't you see? God damn it.
Yeah. And then Frank's just kind of like, my God, guys. I'm supposed to be a loner. Leave me alone.
So I think don't you think that's what they kind of have to go back and show a little bit? Like, we have to get the military...
Well,
side of things.
So that's a question, and I think that's something that'll be. I'll be interested to see how they do Luke Cage, because Luke Cage is the first time we'll see a series where the character has already been introduced. Mm-hmm. We've already had his powers a little bit
explained. Yeah,
explained. So, do they go back and give us an origin story for Luke? Do they go back How do they approach that character? And I feel like that'll give us a good idea of, like, so with Frank, are they going to pretend like we've never met him before? Are they going to just jump in with him murdering people? Are they going to go back and show some of him, you know, at war? Where do we start with Frank?
And so
that's where, you know, Luke Cage, they have said they are going to go back. Reva is going to be in it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to give us some of the Luke and Reva story, which for those that don't remember, Reva was his wife that Jessica Jones
pushed him from the bus or whatever. No, pushed her. What did she do? She shoved her some shit.
Yeah. She
pushed her really hard.
She punched her really hard and killed her.
And then the bus flipped and wrecked and shit. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so they've said for Luke Cage that we're going to go back and get Reva. So maybe that means with Frank, we'll get a little bit of time seeing his family. Maybe. I don't know. I could do an MCU exchange article on what we hope to see in the Punisher series. Or
yeah, I think that would be good. I'd like to see where people, what people think, what storyline. I mean, do we go Punisher, like, oh gosh, what's the one I read where, it's one where he is, it kind of tells the story. It's sort of a little origin story where he's in the military, but, do we get that? But that's kind of like Frank bargaining when he's in the military about, if you'll just let me get out of this kind of thing, I'll do whatever to get out of this. And he's kind of full on Punisher sort of in the military, and he just sort of bargains his life away that when he goes home, then that's the way the universe kind of balances it out, is his family has to die.
Yeah.
Because of all the shit he's done in the military. So.
So with his own. Okay. So here's. There's also right now, like in the comics, like everybody's getting their own series.
Right.
And I don't understand. So there's the thing with the Punisher of he's somewhat a hero, somewhat a villain. He's definitely a guy that kills a bunch of people. But, like, they even have a series right now in the comics. The Kingpin has his own comic series. And I just, when your villains have their own series and the heroes have their own series, I would just rather have constant series that I want just constant ensemble casts.
Yeah, you have to. Once you get an origin story.
Yeah, have the origin story, just give me.
After that, what is there? You can't just have Daredevil just running around being Daredevil.
Right, he needs Punisher, he needs Kingpin, he needs Karen and Foggy and Gowls and the.
And Danny Rand, and you have to have.
And the leaning on the other heroes. Yeah, I'm ready for them to be leaning on the other superheroes.
I wonder if it'll ever come a time with these shows. I mean, I'm sure they'll have to end at some point. I was reading an article this week that said they would all be over by 2019, and I don't know if that's true, and I don't know how anybody would know that. But I wonder if it'll ever just come to a point where it's not a 13-episode, like, Daredevil season. You get, like, a shortened season, like The Defenders. Like, these shows get 6 or 8 episodes.
What I would hope is that they just merge them into I mean, my original hope, so The Defenders is only supposed to be, what, 6 episodes? It hasn't been clarified. But originally they were saying, like, 4 to 8. The initial announcement was, like, 4 to 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
My hope would be that even, I mean, maybe they decide that more people watch Daredevil than Iron Fist. So maybe they keep calling it Daredevil, or maybe they call it The Defenders, or they call it whatever. But that it is, like, all of the characters together coming in and out, and that's just what they keep going with. That they keep making it.
Yeah, just
maybe
like
there's not a new series every 4 months like I want there to be, but.
Well, we always want more. Like, if somebody came to you and said, we're doing a Typhoid Mary series or some shit, you'd be like, fuck yeah, for a minute. You know, you'd be like, yes, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Then you sit down and think about it. Okay, do we need this though?
Yeah, we need that. We need a Typhoid Mary series.
We do need that, though. We need to make it happen.
I mean, yes, there already was. Oh, what was the name of the show that was about dissociative identity disorder? There was a show. It was on Showtime or something. It's slipped my mind at the moment. Like, yeah, we've already had that show, but Typhoid Mary would be fun.
Typhoid Mary would be fun.
But I would be just as excited if you said there's going to be another season of The Defenders or Daredevil or whatever, and Typhoid Mary's going to be the villain.
Right. Like, and you don't have to just, like, kill these people off. Like, they're comic book people.
Yes,
just,
please, like, don't kill our villains.
Go into a bad place, and then they show up two seasons later to do more bad things. And
I will never forgive them for killing off Kilgrave. Never.
Fuck. I know he was too good to kill off.
The whole...
Which I do understand that these shows, I do get it. They never were supposed to have a second season. I understand that. But how could you not think that they might have a second season?
Well, and I just like the whole of the MCU. You know, these shows are part of the whole MCU.
And to kill off Kilgrave?
And Kilgrave is such a great villain.
Oh my god, he's all... It'd be like if you killed off the fucking Kingpin.
Right.
Like season one of Daredevil.
Right. And just like Kilgrave, just the whole idea of anybody being out there possibly being Kilgraved, for that to be out of the MCU in its entirety. I'm so mad at them about that.
Well, I'm still hopeful because it's comic book world. And I mean, I know some people like, okay, folks need to stay dead, but I'm thinking that, you know, somehow he heals his broken fucking neck and comes back.
Or that his little serum or whatever that gave him his powers.
Or Kilgrave has a secret, like, fucking son out there, and Kilgrave's son comes back and does some shit or something.
Yeah,
Or, you know, he had, like, a secret, like, protege or something. You know, here we go.
Protege. I don't think he's the mentoring type.
Yeah, of course he is. You will be my protege.
You will be my protege. You will enjoy.
My death if I die. But yes. I wish we have, wish we'd gotten more Punisher news up until now. Like, what's going on and what the time frame is. And
well, we did. So there's one little thing, but I don't think it's been announced yet or anything. I can't remember. I think it might be MCU Exchange confidential stuff. So I'm not gonna
talk about
it yet. But if we don't put it out next week, it might. I mean, it was a tiny little thing, just a little detail on staffing. It wasn't like casting or anything.
Yeah, but I do wonder who will play Micro. That'll be cool.
So what's Micro? What do you know about Micro?
Because he's kind of like Frank's hacker.
Okay.
Sidekick kind of guy. He's a hacker. He's the Sky, he's the Daisy of Frank's universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I remember looking it up and maybe reading some of it, but it didn't stick with me, probably because that just sounds boring.
Yeah, and he doesn't exist in all the runs either. Like you don't always get Micro. So
yeah.
I've been just trying to pick different runs and just read them all the way through on MU. And I am reading the new one, and I'm not really far enough into it to really make a decision one way or the other about the new run. I love how on the front it's like, this is not for kids. And, you know, they'll show somebody after it's really violent and bloody and gory and awesome. But it's like they can't cuss in the comic. Everything is like... Hmm. You know, exclamation point, asterisk.
Oh, so they say it's not for kids, and then they don't give you your bloody cuss words.
Yeah, they don't say. Yeah, they don't say fuck in the comic.
Unlike Jessica Jones, that like they created a whole new adult line of comics just to put it out. Right, and the very first word is fuck.
Like preacher, like where they say fuck all the time and really bad words, really bad stuff. Like you can visually have this bad shit happen, like somebody having their like head blown off or eyeball squeezed out or some shit, but you can't say shit, and that's just crazy to me. It kind of takes away from it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get you know, that. Yeah.
Yeah, get me all into this universe if you want me all in. So, but hey, we'll see where it goes. It's just, again, it's so far, it's just what Frank after some drug dealers and shit.
Yeah. I wasn't convinced it was anything incredible that I had to keep reading, but when you send me the codes, I'll read them.
Yes. I'll send you the
codes. Or when it shows up on Marvel Unlimited.
There is a cover, though. There is a Maleev cover for issue number one of Frank kind of sitting there. And you know which Daredevil cover I'm talking about.
Yes. The Daredevil.
There's one that's kind of reminiscent of that cover, and it's the Punisher. And I want that issue so bad. I haven't bought it yet because you've been telling me to save my money. But if I could have those two, like, framed side by side, or get them signed by Charlie and John. Oh, it's gorgeous. You should look it up. I think I've seen it.
I think maybe you posted it or something.
No. It's awesome. So, I want it.
On the subject of new comic books, I'm trying to do a segue here, not so smoothly. I did make it to my comic book store Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m.
I can't believe they open so early.
8 a.m. Wednesday morning.
They open all the time at 8 a.m. or just on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Just on Wednesdays for new comic books. And I've been in there on Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So on Tuesday evening, they have all the new comic books sitting out. But they have a whiteboard in front of them, so you can't see them or buy them ahead of time and stuff. So like, they prepare for Wednesday morning by putting everything out. And so when I went in Wednesday morning, like, they had just opened the doors, and there were maybe like five. I don't know. I didn't know who was customers and who was employees.
Right.
So, you know, there were maybe like six, seven guys in there total. And there was just this one, like, older, complete asshole nerd that was just like, and he was going through his phone, so like, he had the whole list of everything that he needed, and he was like, Jesus, where is this comic?
And where's our 90 variant cover C?
And here's the thing, like, for the most part, you know, comic books are like record stores or whatever.
Yeah,
shit's in alphabetical order,
right?
So if you're looking for Daredevil and you can see Captain America and you can see something that starts with an E, Daredevil should be somewhere in between. So, you know, I walked right in and, like, I was like, oh, you know, here's Daredevil 07 and here's whatever else, like Daredevil and Punisher or whatever. And there's a whiteboard in between. I bet my new comic is right behind it. So I just, you know, pick it out and whatever. And this guy was just like there, and he was just like, where's my comic? And I'm like, I bet it's behind that whiteboard. He's like, Why would they do something like that? And I was like, because they cancel until Wednesday morning. And he was like,
right, and we're the first fuckers in the door.
We're
trying to, like, flick the lights on.
And he was like, but it's Wednesday now. And the poor guy that was, like, running the place, he's like, yeah, and I walked in here with you, so give me a minute.
There is nothing more annoying than to flick the lights open on and open the door and have customers, like, I mean, it's cool, but it's also annoying. Like, can you just give me a minute to, like, put my shit down?
Right. And I'm like, and there was another one he was looking for, and, you know, it's just alphabetical order. And I'm like, it's right there. And he's like, of course, not listening to me. He's like talking to the guy. There's a guy that actually works there that's standing there, like, helping him look. And it was one of those where, like, the alphabet goes, you know, left to right. And then it goes all the way over to the left. So, like, he had gone all the way over to the left to look for the comic, and it was the very last one on the right. And I'm like, it's right here. It's right here.
I want to know this. What was he after? Was he after anything good?
Did you remember, like, Gods of War or something?
Oh, okay.
I don't even remember which one. He literally just had to look. He was just looking for all the new ones.
Jesus.
I don't know. Jewish. They have a little tag that hangs that says new. So, seems like he could have just gone down.
Yeah, they do. You know, at first, I was a little overwhelmed by a comic book store, but it's pretty idiot-proof. It really is.
It really is. And, you know, I'm like, it's there. And then the guy that works there, he was like, oh, dude, it's right where she's pointing.
Did they hire you? See, they should have gave you a job.
Well, no, it was funny. It was funny. You know, what was it? Because the guy, he was like, oh, it's over here. And he pointed at me and he goes, yeah, she works here. And I was like, I actually don't work here. And he was like, yeah, I know, because I do. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like,
You should just go and work for him like every Wednesday.
Well, I told him, I was like, dude, but I'm available. Like, if you
want
me,
I'll just go and pull all the whiteboards out for all these fuckers.
Seriously, like, I can get up and get in here at 7:55 and pull some whiteboards and handle this asshole dick that doesn't know the alphabet.
Asshole dick.
And also, if you're just wanting, like, I mean, if you just want all the comics, why don't you have a fucking pull list? Because.
Yes.
There was this other guy that was so nice. So, I have been to one con, and that was North Carolina Comic Con last fall. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy that did the red Daredevil, the Wade Samney red suit Daredevil cosplay.
Yeah.
And it was so perfect. I mean, it was down to the red gloves, and he has red hair, and the
pimp stick,
and the pimp stick. And so, like, you know, I'm heading to the checkout and just really kind of trying to find ways to loiter so that I can, like, maybe jump into some comic book conversations. And this guy is standing there, and he has on the red pants. And no. I'm like, "You're the Daredevil cosplayer," and he's like, "Yes, I am." I was like,
"Did you take him home?"
Well, he's gay, but
Oh.
I mean, I still would have taken him home, but he was rushing to work. Like, I was like, go ahead of me. I don't need to be anywhere right now. But I was like, would I have recognized you if you didn't have on red pants? And he was like, these actually aren't the same red pants.
What if he dressed that way all the time? What if all the time he just stepped out in that red suit? Always.
I mean, evidently he does. Evidently he has multiple red suits.
And red gloves?
Yeah.
Oh my god, best life ever.
He was, yeah, I he was very nice, and he was a smart person that had a pull list. So, you know, he just walked in, it was like, I'm number 262, whatever it was, I don't know.
You think he's reading the new Daredevil?
Oh, he reads all of them. He actually does comic book reviews for the store.
Oh, okay.
So, he, yeah, he's affiliated. I mean, because when I saw him that first time, I didn't meet him that time. He was running the panel. He was like a moderator.
Oh shit!
For a panel, so he's like heavily involved. And like every time I'm in there, I'm like, hey, don't y'all want me heavily involved? I like don't know what I'm doing, but I like you guys, and you know I'm cool. And that hasn't worked yet, but I'm gonna keep trying. Because I evidently already got employee status, though no employee discount. Because when I was checking out, I was like, I mean, you could at least give me an employee discount. And they were like, haha, you're cute.
Yeah, that's sweet. No.
I was like, but I taught that man the alphabet.
Yeah, like, I helped somebody.
I taught the man the asshole man.
I get commission.
An asshole man was trying to talk to me about something. And, like, I feel like I should agree. And I was just like, dude, no. You are obviously not talking about anything in the Netflix universe, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Don't you see me standing here with just two Daredevil comics?
I wish I had a comic book store, because I think it would just be fun not to even get paid, but just to go and hang out and volunteer there. Like, can I just volunteer and I'll straighten up shit or something?
That's really, like, there's been times where, I mean, that's what, I get there and it's so, I'm just kind of like, I just want to hang out and.
I just want to hang out and, like, just immerse myself in,
and
like,
have these conversations
knowledge.
That you guys have at the cash register, because there's, like, really interesting conversations at the cash register, and. I mean, and there have been some times where I'm like, I just want to hang out and keep talking about this. And they're like, that's cool. But I feel like such a loiterer. You know? Like,
just hanging the fuck out.
Like, especially when there's people in there like buying $80 worth of comic books at a time.
That's me. No, I'm just playing.
I have. I mean, like, I have bought, you know, I bought some of the trade paperbacks in there. My Iron Fist. When I bought Immortal Iron Fist, it was like
$50
at once. Just like that one.
So great though. Book. So worth it. So great. What did I buy this week? Oh, I did read. You were talking about Daredevil Punisher, the new one. I did read issue number one of that. That does seem fun. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I need to read that.
Yeah. It seems fun. Anytime Frank and Red get to play along, you know, play with each other.
Yeah. See, that interests me. I love Daredevil with Punisher. I just don't know if I'll like Punisher alone.
Yeah, there's definitely, like I said, some series are more, you can find yourself more into the story. When it's just Frank, like, hunting down drug dealers, I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. We'll see. And then I continued reading Power Man and Iron Fist. So I have ordered issue 3 and 4 of that one. That's fun. Danny and Luke are fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should do that one. You should. I sent you the code for that. You should definitely read that.
Yeah, I need to. I've been busy setting up my company.
Right?
Right.
Did you name it Power Fist? Power Fist Fashions?
Ooh. But considering it's leather goods, and then if I go with Power Fist Fashions...
Power Fist.
People might get the wrong idea.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yeah.
So.
Power Strange. Iron Power.
Iron Strange.
So.
Iron Strange could work.
Iron Strange could definitely, yeah, definitely work. It's so funny because in issue 2, of God Jesus, please help me stop saying Power Fist because my brain just wants to go there.
I didn't even put it out there. You're the one that went there.
I know, and even but in issue 2, a lady gets it mixed up, and that's what she calls them. I thought it was hilarious.
Does she really?
Yes, yes. They go there in issue 2. They go Power Fist and Iron Man.
Oh my God!
Straight away. I was like, oh my God, see, I'm not the only one.
You're a trendsetter, Shelby.
And I think Spider-Gwen calls Iron Fist Iron Face.
I need to read Spider-Gwen. I started it.
I almost pre-ordered an issue of Spider-Gwen, like issue 9, I think. It's got a cool cover. Sometimes I'm just taken by the covers. I'm like, that cover is too cool just not to have. I'm like, stop, yeah. Shelby, stop. You haven't read any of this. Stop. Had so much shit in my like basket that I had to be like, no.
Good. Stop. Yay, stop. For Shelby's restraint.
Yeah, all I ordered was issue 3 and 4 of
Iron of Strange.
I'm just gonna start calling them Luke and Danny. I can't do it. Luke and Danny. I can't. My brain just fucking cannot.
Yeah.
Of Luke and Danny. And Luke and Danny are hilarious. And this is where I'm back to Netflix. I'm like, Netflix, please just give me like six episodes of Iron Fist and Power Man, please, please, please. Just.
I hope they do. Like, yeah.
And they're like, Shelby, you're gonna get it in Luke Cage, and you're gonna get it in Iron Fist, but no, I want them together. I want to team up.
I do. Yeah.
I want heroes for hire.
And maybe Luke will show up in Iron Fist. I don't think, I mean, there were rumors that Danny would show up in Luke Cage, but I don't think he will for just reasons.
Yeah, I was talking about that again this week too. Like, how would they do that? How do they show us Danny without getting into Danny's story? Like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So I just personally don't think Danny will show up in Luke Cage, but I think it would be totally reasonable for Luke Cage to show up in Iron Fist.
Yeah, he's got to, right? He has to.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
Oh, can we talk a little bit about how polarizing Kevin Smith is? Kevin Smith put it out there that he would like to maybe direct an episode of Daredevil or The Defenders, and holy shit.
Oh my God, it's so funny. So that one, so, well, he first said it, so Kevin Smith first said it in that podcast with Quesada. Because,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, sometimes it just takes a little while for news outlets to pick up on that. And I would have written up that article for the MCU Exchange, some of the things that he said with Quesada, or that Quesada said with him. I would have written some of it up, but I listened to it while driving and then didn't want to listen to it again.
It's a great podcast, by the way.
Yeah, the Fat Man on Batman.
And just Marvel fans. Just, yeah.
Yeah. I linked to it. If you find my MCU exchange on the Kevin Smith article, I linked to the Fat Man on Batman episode. So if you're trying to find it, and I'll put it in the show notes here.
Anytime I get to listen to Kevin Smith fanboy about Daredevil, it's heaven.
Yeah. So in that podcast, Kevin Smith was like talking to Quesada about how, so Kevin never had any interest in directing somebody else's work.
Right.
And now that he did that episode of The Flash, which he directed an episode of The Flash, and he was like, this is pretty awesome. Like, he really, really enjoyed it. Because Kevin Smith would not be writing an episode of those shows. He's out there in his stuff. And you know, there's too much of keeping to all the corporate norms and everything. But directing it, he really, really enjoyed it. Yes. So in the podcast, he was talking to Quesada, like, dude, you should direct, you know. The thing about Kevin is he was always pushing people to do something more and to do a little bit more, do a little something else. So he pushed Quesada to, like, you should direct an episode of Daredevil. Like, next season, I want to see you as a director of Daredevil. And evidently that's gone too, because I didn't remember him in the podcast saying he wanted to direct Daredevil, but...
No, he was just more pushing Joe. Yeah.
And so in a later interview with Huffington Post, I think, or IGN, I don't remember who picked it up. He was like, no, I want to direct an episode of Daredevil. I want to do it. Maybe I'll do it with Quesada. But I'm going to start bugging those guys about directing an episode of Daredevil. Which, I mean, like, that's the first step. It's just, I want to do this. I'm going to start putting it out there that I want to do this. And I got to write the article when that came through. I wrote it up for the MCU Exchange. And it was just so much fun to see all the Kevin Smith haters. Because you could tell most of them hadn't even read the article. They just saw the headline. And I wrote the headline a little clickbaity with Kevin Smith wants to direct Daredevil with or without Quesada. And like, just so many people were just like, Kevin Smith, so fucking high. Or look at this doofball. Or, you know, I bet Quesada loves him saying it like that.
Keep him far away from Daredevil. Leave him in the DC universe. Let him continue to fuck up Flash.
I just love it. Yeah. I just love it. I mean, because that's, I mean, one of Kevin Smith's big messages is fuck the haters. Like, they're gonna hate. They're gonna be obnoxious no matter what you do.
No matter what. It doesn't matter.
And it's he just pokes them. And that, I mean, I knew when I wrote that headline that way that if my editor let it go out with that headline that people were gonna be like, fuck you, Kevin Smith. And I mean, Kevin, if you're listening, I thought you might enjoy all the haters. I think it's hilarious because I haven't watched his episode of The Flash yet, but you have, but everybody says it's fantastic.
It was probably one of the best episodes this season, if not the best episode this season.
He is a true fan, and that's where I feel Marvel
and he wrote Daredevil. That's what I think people don't like. Have y'all forgotten that?
Which that
I
guess wrote...
maybe people hated that run. I don't know.
I mean, he did kill Karen.
He gave her AIDS, but
that's true. He gave Karen AIDS and then he killed her. So, but he gave some great emotional arcs.
Even
that's the thing, when you direct television, you're not writing jack shit. You're not in control of much of the story. You are just in charge of bringing that story to life. So when you, especially, you know, second, third season of a TV show, it's a machine. They've got their system. You're just making sure you've got all the shots and you're making it pretty and it goes with everything. I would trust Kevin Smith with any, I would trust Kevin Smith with any aspect of Daredevil.
Me too.
I would be fine with that.
And I'm also on board for Joe to do one too. I'm totally behind it.
Sure. I didn't get the feeling Joe had any interest at all.
No, he's got too much. He's got too much shit.
He's got plans on his plate. Like Kevin can jump from these little projects to little projects.
If Joe will just go ahead and make sure that season 3 gets a gets announced and greenlit, then that's all Joe needs to do.
Kevin, if you're listening, while you, you know, push Joe to let you direct an episode of Daredevil, you should also push him to make Daredevil season 3, because that would be necessary first.
Yeah, that's necessary. And then also, while you're there, if you could get Charlie Cox on your podcast, that's my also my other dream. Is for Charlie to be on, for Charlie and Kevin to be. Yeah, I know. Right?
Shelby. What if Charlie's on our next podcast?
What if Charlie's on what?
Our next podcast.
Oh my God. What if? I hope I come up with some questions.
I just realized that, like, when I whisper into the microphone, that's not the microphone you hear me through.
Oh, yeah. It just sounded like, what if Zeb Zeb
Zeb Zeb? What if Charlie's on our podcast?
Oh, Charlie. I hope you keep us, like, focused. That would probably be the most ADD podcast ever.
We might.
All over the place. All over the place. Hey, Charlie. What about this?
Yes. So, you guys, when this goes live, and I might get it out a little bit earlier than next week because we're recording a little bit earlier, but I might also be a slacker and get it out on Tuesday, which might just be our norm, getting this up on Tuesdays.
Let me just say, I am proud of this one. We have pretty much, this sounds probably like the first real podcast we've done.
Right.
I think we're getting the hang of this. We weren't entirely all over the place. We did go veer off into orange territory, but other than that, this has been pretty focused for us. This is good.
Yeah, and we both have to get going soon. So what I was going to leave everybody with is we may actually see Charlie before we record our next podcast.
Yes.
Or hopefully at some point. So we don't know, like, if we'll have a chance to ask him any questions, or we might just kidnap him, or no, we would not kidnap him.
We just might scream.
And that's the thing, is like, Shelby and I have like a tendency to see him and go blank. So I'm just looking for interesting questions for Charlie. Like, he, you know, like, there are so many of the same old questions he gets asked over and over and over. So, is there something new that hasn't been asked? Or a tricky way of getting him to, like, tell us something? Let us know. Like, tweet out. Definitely tweet this one.
I can't promise we'll, like,
no promises sentences. That we will ask actual questions. No promises that Shelby will be able to form words when she's in his presence.
It's because he's so sweet. It's because he's the nicest guy ever. And you're just, I don't think you're ever prepared as a human for somebody to be that nice.
Right.
For his smile really to beam sunshine down, like, in your presence. Like, it's.
So we'll leave you with that. Let us know. We did have somebody last week that told us that they had taped over their ET. Anne Marie, like, tweeted at us because we had talked about the VHSs and taping over the little hole.
Oh, God, yes.
So we did have one listener that, like, proved that she listened to the whole thing. And we love you, Anne Marie.
We do.
So we didn't ask a whole lot of questions this week, but, you know. You're welcome to shout at us through all the normal ways.
Right. Or tell us if there's a new, like, series that you're reading and we should be reading comic book wise. Tell us. I saw where there's a Bendis comic. Was it called Scarlet that they're thinking about?
Scarlet. That's going to Showtime or Cinemax Showtime?
I'm interested in that. Should I be reading that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Somebody tell us.
It's one of those that's not on Marvel Unlimited because I think it's through an independent publisher.
It's cool, though.
So Bendis. So for those that don't know, Bendis created Jessica Jones. Like, so for him to have another female-based superhero comic that's coming out, that's pretty exciting.
And is he powerless, too? Who does powerless?
Yeah. He does powers.
powers. We're powerless. Is
powerless is.
Powers is the is on the like what the Sony is.
Yeah, it's
is
on it a... Sony, and I think you can download it on iTunes. Yeah, so know. It's another. It's not a Marvel. It's not an MCU.
What the fuck is Powerless? Where did that come from?
Powerless is a comic, show. What? No, I think Powerless is a show, a DC Comics Universe show that's coming out.
Oh, okay. Gosh, so much goodness. It's a great time to be a fucking nerd. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we jumped on the bandwagon just in time.
Just in time. It's fucking awesome.
Anyways, we have to get going. I need to go.
Get going. It's short. This is good.
We're at an hour. Yeah, so that's, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, yeah, who keeps listening, thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Leave us iTunes reviews. We, at this time, have zero iTunes reviews. So if you've listened all the way to episode 3 and you've listened all the way through, then you should at least leave us a review saying it's worth listening, you know.
Yeah, the first person to leave an iTunes review, I will try to get you a comic book code of some sort. Yeah. Get you a free comic book. We'll try to do that. That's right. I'm sure I can find one somewhere.
Or maybe we can get you. Maybe we can get something autographed by Charlie.
We could probably do that.
Maybe we can do something like that. Maybe we'll get something autographed by Charlie that we can do a giveaway.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe select one person that's done like iTunes review or something like that. And we can.
Yeah, get a little. Comic book autographed or something like that.
We'll see. Oh yeah, we'll yeah. See. We have comic books that we can get Charlie to autograph.
Jack,
totally.
I'm gonna get him to autograph like my boarding pass or something.
Aww.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Aww. He's gonna be like, "You're such a fucking weirdo."
No, I have my Nelson the Murdoch business card. I'm not giving that away, folks. But
no, you're not. Nobody's getting that.
Because last time I saw Charlie, I forgot I had it with me. And then So the next to last time I saw Charlie, I forgot I had it with me. And then I went back and I searched some of my stuff because I just carried around in my wallet because you never know when you're going to need Nelson Murdoch business card.
You never know when you need like a good representation.
And I couldn't find it. And then like right afterwards, I was like, oh, it's right here. So it is in my wallet.
That was the one thing on the plane when we left the last time that I like guarded with my life. I was like, I cannot lose this Nelson and Murdoch card.
Well, and it's in a very special part of my wallet, which evidently disappeared into another dimension when I was in New York, which that's cool, but I really kind of wanted it while I was in front of Charlie. So, yeah, maybe we can get some stuff like that. And, maybe we can do some sort of special autograph for the Super Ladies fans.
There we go. And give it away.
Give
be
it
fun.
Away. Yeah, yeah. So anyways, no promises on anything because we totally lose our brains when we're in the general vicinity of Charlie Cox. And we will see all of you next week. Do we need to sing an outro? Shelby, since we're heading to New York, I think we should have a special song for going out.
What's that? Let the bodies hit the floor?
What? We're going down, down in an earlier round.
Earlier round. It's sugar. We're going down swinging.
I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded God complex. Cock it and pull it.
Pull it. Yes!
Woo!